session number 17117, reel 13.
Mr. Croker, reel 13. I was just saying, is there a difference between the way in which you feel about losses and so on now as compared with what you would have felt many years ago?
You mean in the way that here you feel that, is there any more I could have done for someone?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, you often, in relating events that you've witnessed, you don't often seem to get very upset about it, whereas some of the Falklands people that I've interviewed, for example, about naval losses in the Falklands, which they have witnessed, burst into tears or get very upset about it. Is that because you're a different individual, or is it because you're further away from the events than they are? After all, the Falklands War was only in 82. Or is it because this generation is different from the older generation, or what?
Well, I would tend to think on this that this generation is different in that you is subjected to this thing, television, and all the extraneous influences that we didn't have. And as I've said to you more than once in this interview, that here ours were almost like one, not to reason why, but to do or die. It's a kind of thing that you take aboard and is accepted as schoolboys, and this is part of your upbringing. But now, I'm surprised that these Falklands people are upset as that, and I appear not to be upset. I mean, I can't relate on their experiences, obviously, but you know, that war was such a short war. We started off with a shock almost from the very start, and the Navy went, was the shock of the sinking of the Courageous. And I can remember being lectured when I was an apprentice just about to pass out, before a passing out prayer, being lectured to by a lieutenant commander and being told what a professional Navy we were, etc., and so superior and all the sort of usual thing, that when the Courageous was sunk and then the Royal Oak was sunk and Scupper Flow, these came as shocks. But after a while, bearing in mind that the Navy, unlike the First World War, the Navy took a hammering in the Second World War, and at the time of the magnetic mine started off following the Courageous and Royal Oak, we were losing like a destroyer a week. This is why when we commissioned the Bramham in June of 1942, the captain asked for those who'd never been to sea before. 90% of them went up on the forecastle to listen to him, and had to go up on the forecastle, because at the beginning of the war, captains wanted to have not reservists or people who'd been called up, they wanted the professional seamen, as it were. But then, as the war went on, everyone became very much the pro, in that it became an accepted one, you know, the accepted fact that here, well, and I still adopt this attitude, I may say today, that life is 6-4 against, and I still believe that, and that, you know, people do make far too much shouting the odds about relatively minor things, really do. And I know here you might say to me, well, it's all right for you, you've had a good run. And I suppose at 76 years old, I have had a good run. And in that respect, one area in which I have had a good run is luck, is in health. But I still do my 20 press-ups a day, every morning, because I don't here disregard that health, that luck. I want to keep it going. And in the same way, when it came to wartime, there was the matter of luck that you escaped. But if you were, shall we say, hit, well, I mean, That's the kind of thing that surely you must expect.